Sages.
So the last thing we were talking about was trying to understand the purpose of the Mishkan versus the Mikdash. In general, Mikdash versus Mishkan first, just the general notion of Mishkan and Mikdash, not versus, right? Was, is it about a makom for Hashem, or is it about Avodas HaKarbonos? Yeah. And suggesting that maybe... it's a little bit of both, and maybe at some level that's the difference between Mishkan and Mikdash.
Right.
That Mishkan was only necessary to carry on God, right, perhaps, to explain Rashi, right, that it was only necessary after the Egel.
Right.
Even though it was clear, absolutely clear, that there had to be a Mikdash, because even before the Egel we'd been commanded in Ole Regel, right, to say that maybe there's a difference between Mishkan, which was primarily about God's presence, because, you know, as the Ramban understands it, we needed to perpetuate... But the Ramban thinks it's lechatchila, we always need to perpetuate Sinai. Maybe according to Rashi, look, we could have managed without it for a few weeks if we'd gone straight into Eretz Yisrael. But once we sinned, so you needed a place. But the notion that eventually there'd be a place where you'd bring Karbanot, you'd be Ola Regel, you'd do all the Avodot, was always true. And therefore maybe Mikdash is more focused on Avodah, and Mishkan on pure sort of presence of God, whatever that means exactly. Also possibly distinguishing between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But we noted that it may be that the first distinction we raised will help us understand the weird halacha by Bama, which is that the Mishkan can coexist with Bama. And the Mikdash, not only can it coexist with Bama, but once the Mikdash has been built, it does it forever. But what we left off with was, once the first Beis Hamikdash was built, you can never have Bama ever again.
I thought they had Bama was in between the first
two. In between Mishkan.
Okay.
Right? No. So again, the Mishnah had three different categories. There was Novin Givon, that during those Mishkans, you could have Bama even during the time of the of Novin Givon.
Right?
The Beis HaMikdash, once you have the Beis HaMikdash, you can never have the Bama forever, right? That was, I gave you the Rambam summary of it. Right, but I also gave you the Mishnayot. Right? I had both on this. Right, but if you want to look just back at the Rambam summary, it was number 17. It was 17. Right, that the Rambam Halacha Gimel came and shenivna hamikdash v'yushalayim nesru kol makomot kulan levnot behen bayit lashem lakriv ben karban ve'ein sham bayit ledorei hadorot elab yushalayim bavat. Right, pretty clear. Right, once and forever. The problem is the middle case of Shiloh, where Shiloh, right, again, Novin Givon were coexistent with Bamot. Right. Shiloh, you couldn't have Bamot during the time of Shiloh, but you could have it between Shiloh and Mikdash.
Right.
And this leads us to the question that we left off with was, okay, is the distinction really between Mishkan and Mikdash, right? Or is there really three levels that we need to analyze? I mean, clearly there are three, clearly descriptively, there are three levels, right? There's Mishkan of Novin Gidon, there's Shiloh, and there's Beis HaMikdash, but why? Right, what does that mean, right? Where is this notion that there's a different halos of Shiloh, right? What does that mean? So if you look at 19, So the Rambam says, "Mitzvus asei lasos bayit laHashem, uchan liot makrivim bo karpanot, v'chogegin elav shalosh pamim v'shana shenemar v'asuli mikdash, u'kvar nitpareish b'torah mishkan shasa Moshe Rabbeinu v'haya lefi shaa shenemar ki lo v'atem ad ata v'gomer." Right. So the first thing to notice is the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to build a mikdash.
Yeah.
Right? And then he flows very quickly into
the Ole Regel,
into Mishkan. Right, he goes from Mikdash to Mishkan, right? Which would seem to draw a would force us to re-examine what we'd suggested last time, that there's a sharp divide between Mishkan and Mikdash, right?
But let's
not what 19.
Where is Mishkan?
Oh, Torah Mishkan. Mishkan shasa Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yalef ishash and emar kilo vatem arata.
Seems like it's just a question of permanence.
Okay, good, but this would not. Well, though here he seems to equate it. right? But, well, that may not be true. And let's examine this, okay? So Ramban says, V'izkir kan makom asher yibchar Hashem l'shaken shemo sham, v'chein amar shalosh pamim yiro'eh kol zichurcha, v'makom asher yibchar. V'lo yadati. I don't know. Im lo mar kila achar shivne ben amigdash, lon esaf lakriv karbanon eragalim, ela b'makom ahu asher yibchar Hashem. Kitam shemar lo dal esbogit abedach b'chad sharecha. Oshi v'er kan shlo yitchayvu lo l'regel, ad asher yibchar Hashem, makom l'shichno sham. So he says, I don't know.
Where was it?
It's the Ramban in 20.
Okay, so
he said, I'm not sure what this pasuk is coming to teach us. There's two things it could teach us, right? One is that once you have the Beit HaMikdash, you can't go anywhere else, or that until you have the Beit HaMikdash, you're not chayav to be Ole Regel.
Huh.
L'may nafkamina.
Good,
but what is the Ramban? Well, we know you can't Ramban the Beit HaMikdash. That's clear. What's the Ramban really getting at? So what emerges from the Ramban? Right? In the Ramban's Safek has an interesting question, which is...
How in the world does it mean
you
can't
Okay. Now that we know. Right? That's a given in the Mishnah. Good. So Ramban says, I don't know what it means. Does it mean that...
Oh, you should come to that place.
Right? That mean that until now, is it that until you have the Beit HaMikdash, there's no Chiyuv Ola Regel? Right? Or is it just teaching us that once you have the Beit HaMikdash, you can't... Right? Meaning, it definitely teaches that once you have the Beit HaMikdash, you can no longer have Karbanon anywhere else. The second question is, maybe this pasuk teaches a second halacha, which is that until you have the Beit HaMikdash, Ola Regel isn't a thing.
To the Mishkan.
Correct. Now, if you go back to the halacha before this, in the Rambam seems to hold that, was there Ola Regel in the Mishkan?
Sure.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
So, here is our... So the first question to test this is, okay, the Rambam says that there is Ola Regel by the Mishkan.
Yeah.
The Ramban isn't sure and suggests that maybe there's only Ola Regel to the Mikdash. Now, what position would generate the possibility that Shiloh is different if...
You held the Ramban and had the Ola Regel.
Correct. Well, no. If you said there was no Lila Regel to Novin Givon, but there was to Shiloh, right? That would suggest that the Bama thing, right? You could just say it's Exeris caused by Bama. But if we want to say that maybe this distinction between Nov Givon, Shiloh, Mikdash indicates there are actually three levels, and that Shiloh is actually somewhere in between, we would expect there to be more than one halacha, right? That the only Nafkamina would not be the one we were talking about, namely Bama.
Right?
So, we have the Rambam who clearly holds that, at least for certain Mishkans, there was Alila Regel. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Right? The Ramban suggests that maybe there's no Alila Regel until the Mikdash. Right? Might Shiloh be different than Novin Givon? Where would we look to figure this out?
Shmuel.
Why in Shmuel? Because, and there we have a story of what?
Them going to Mishkan with Elkanah.
Yeah, we have the story of Elkanah being Ola Regel.
Yeah.
But what's unclear in the story of Shmuel?
Whether they went just to do Karbanos, whether they went for Lila Regel.
Correct. Right? So, if you look at 21, the Pasuk says, V'ala yishahu me'irom yamim yamim oshtachavo l'zboach l'adonai sva'od b'shilo v'sham b'nei Eli chavniu v'nchas ko'anim l'adonai. So, Eli used to make a pilgrimage to Shiloh. And the Mepharshim divide. Yeah. Is this...
The Zevach l'Hashem. No? Isn't that Kis Karbanos?
Yeah.
That's true, but some Karbanos are high because of all the Regel.
Right, now.
Yes.
Is this...
Maybe there's going to Karbanos die, or they're going...
Correct. But now, the question is, okay, is this just he made a personal pilgrimage to bring Karbanos?
Yes.
Or is this... No, he used to be Ola Regel, and when he was Ola Regel, he brought Karbanos, which is what he's supposed to do. So the Mepharshim divide, the Radak says, Ve'Allah...
This is about Elkanah, right?
He's the one who's yeah, there's Elkanah.
Right.
So the Radak says, V'Allah. He said he would go and he would be Makarif people to bring them also. With Drash, Lo b'derech shaya ole b'shana zo, haya ole b'shana acheret. Kol shana, haya ole b'derech acheret b'shil ha'shmi Yisrael ha'lodo tel l'shila. And the drash is that he would go in different ways every year just to inspire more people. What is the radak l'liol? Is this ole regel?
Yeah.
No, this is not Ola Regel. Yes. He would bring Karbanot and he'd try to inspire different people.
That is inspiring people to do Ola Regel.
No, to bring Karbanot. Mizaris bino, v'nei, he would just bring people. It's not... Right? And he says, what is Yamim Yamima? Yamim Yamima means yearly. Not at the... What?
It doesn't apply either, right? Well, that's true. It is yearly, not...
It's yearly. It's once a year. Every year he would go. Not Yamima, meaning... on a consistent basis, yearly at different times. Once a year, he had this spiritual thing that he would try to get people to go to the Mishkan. But it's clear in the Radak. We're not talking about Ola Regel. There's no Ola Regel.
Right?
Now, the Al Sheikh in 23 says, Amnam, Ein Safik, Yimrom Yamim Yaminu, Mishana L'Shana. Kasher Yachriya, Omro, Achari Ken, Chiazza B'Shana, Midei Olata. V'lo Lili Vatzer, Miyot Tzarech L'tam, El Bilti Olato, Sholosh B'Shana.
No, it's going to be funny.
Right, he says it's clear that he's only going
once a year.
And he says, and it needs to provide an explanation to why he is
only going once, not three times.
Right, why he's not doing Aliyah L'Regel. But the Radak and the officers both seem to assume that he's not. Right, the Radak. On the other hand, the Eliyahu Rabba says, "Hey, Elkana ole arba ben b'shana, shlosha min haTorah, v'achad shekibel alav."
Okay.
Right, the Eliyahu Rabba says, "No. He went a fourth time. That's what was the chiddush. But clearly, he was being ole regel."
Why don't you just interpret Yamima to mean like three times a year? Like
you could, right? The Radak doesn't.
Yeah.
Right. And the
Eliyahu Rabba seems to.
He clearly does. Right.
Why that, it's a fourth time? Just say.
Well, because it sounds like it's something Elkana did differently.
Yeah.
Right? Especially since the subsequent stories that Chana would refuse to come afterwards. Right? Would she refuse to come to the regal? She would refuse to... Right, whatever.
Yeah.
Or the Indi Agadat Breshit, Shneamar, Vala, Isha, Humi, Yerom, Yamim, Yamima, V'Pesach, L'Pesach, Shneamar, V'Shemar, Zechukazot, L'Moada, Yamim, Yamima. So the Agadat Breshit seems to have a middle shita, which is, he wasn't Ola Regel, except for Pesach, but not because of the Chiv of Ola Regel, but because of the Chiv of Karun Pesach.
Ah.
Right, so there didn't seem to be the full blown chiyuv of Ola Regel.
You think this would be different between Shiloh and you don't.
Now, so now you would say, how do you know? Right, so now you have two shitot here. Either there was Ola Regel or there wasn't Ola Regel. So now you'd say, okay, shouldn't this be machriya on the suffix of the Ramban? Right? Meaning, and say we paskin like the Rambam. Right?
Well, it's the Ramban could just be in Safek, whether this happened here also.
Correct. So it could be the Ramban just denies it. But there's the possibility, and this is what you get in the Sifrei, number 6, and this is in the context of Bikurim, where he says something very weird, and he says, V'samta v'atene, milamei chetun in kli. In the context of Bikurim, we find the Shita that they did have Bikurim, but only in the Mikdash and Shiloh. Right? Not in Novan Givon, but only in Shiloh. Right? What? The Sifrei, Chazal, Tanayim. Right? And then in 27, you get the same thing by Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is V'alachtal ha'makom ha'shev chara shem alokecha bo Zoshilo ubeit olamim. Right, and again, if you read this as meduyak, right, meaning not just reading it as Mishkan and
maybe Shiloh is just like paradigmatic Mishkan.
Correct. So it could just be paradigmatic Mishkan. What's the problem with that? Is that we know there's at least one nafkamina, which is clearly different between Novan Givon, which is the one we started with, which is Bamot.
Yeah.
Right, that by Shiloh there's an Isra Bamot, and Novan Givon there isn't. Right. So now, what we have is, we have an explicit halacha that there's a difference in terms of bamot between Novan Givon and Shiloh.
Yeah.
And once you know that that distinction exists, you have to wonder whether the Sifrei is being precise when it says about Bikurim and about Meiser Sheni. And then you have this suffix about, Alila Regel by Shiloh, and now you have to wonder, maybe there was Alila Regel, as we saw, according to Eliyahu Rabba, in Shiloh. But would that prove anything about Novan Givon? Maybe not. Right? Maybe, so we just turn for a moment to to the last source that I gave you. This is a chart, right? To know this,
yes. Shiloh was before Nova Gaonia, historically?
After.
After, okay.
Right? I mean, there's a progression, right?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
So if you look, right, just to summarize this, right, what do you get? You get, look, right, the evidence that we have so far for sure, look at the second line, is Isher Bamot, right? Yerushalayim Le'olam. Right? Once you have the Beis HaMikdash, Isher Bamot forever. Shiloh, only when it's built, and Novan Givon, Hutru Abamot. Right? It is Mutter. That's a fact. Okay? Skip down. Bikurim, in Yerushalayim, Mivim. Right? Right? Mivim. Right? That we know. Beis HaMikdash. Shiloh, explicit in the Sifrei that you do bring. Right? Novan Givon, implied in the Sifrei that you don't bring. Right? Though the Ramban is a suffix about this. I think I put this Ramban. Yeah, in 29. The Ramban is a suffix about this. So v'sifrei, v'lachtom alakom ha-shev ha-shem alokech al-shaken shem o-sham, z'shilo b'et olamim. Right? He quotes the Sifrei, and he writes, v'shem ha-yomru ki v'mor ha-surot b'shnei ha-zmanim ha-elu, avol gam v'no v'givon yakriv ha-ki b'kurim. Avol bom en yachid eina krevim d'mizbeh ha-chtiv, v'ulayim v'ashe katuv reishit b'kurei en matcha, tavi b'et ha-shem alokecha, lo karvu ba-ol of mishkan, ela b'shilo t'sh'esham b'et ha-vanim v'et olamim. Ramban said it's a suffix. He's not sure whether when the Sifrei says Shiloh Beit Olamim, that just because it's in the middle of a series of halachot that includes Bamot, so it just like lav dafka it,
right.
Or does it mean no? This is another difference between Nov and Givon. And now the Ramban tells you, and why might there be a difference? Right? This is the first time we get a hint. Why might there be a difference between Shiloh and Nov and Givon? Why would it be? Right? If you want to follow all these distinctions, why might this be true? So what did the Ramban say? Shiloh is a bayit. Right? Shiloh is a beit avanim.
Okay.
Right? The difference is that Shiloh, even physically, is somewhere between a Mishkan and a Mikdash. Namely, it is a Beit Avanim, just not a permanent one.
But the question is, but why is that the
case? Right. Right? And this you get. Now, the Ramban is not totally sure about this, but Rashi is clear. Rashi in 30 makes this fully clear, that Yishev HaAron Beres B'Lashim Bo'o Lehen L'Nov, V'lo Haya Sham Mishkan Ela Bayit Shel Avanim Haya. Right? He's very clear. Nov and Givon are tents. Shiloh is the first time you get a Beit Avanim. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's what you get on the back in the chart, right? Surat Abayit. What does it look like? So Yerushalayim is Avanim in Tikra. Shiloh is Avanim Beli Tikra.
What's Tikra?
A roof. It's not a roof, but it is a stone building.
Right.
And then Nov and Givon, so according to the Ramban, is just in OL. According to Rashi, maybe, right? Also rocks.
Right.
Sorry, no, he said Nov does have rocks. Right, sorry. Nov is explicit, has rocks. Right, now the last one on this chart, Aliyah L'Regel, Yerushalayim, Olim. Nov and Givon, we don't know, right? But we know that there must be a Mishkan to which you're Ola Regel, right? Because the Rambam says that, right? Though according to the Radak, it sounds like even in Shiloh there's none. Right? So what... now you possibly get another mitzvah, right? The first thing that here is the question, mitzvah live note at all, right? Where Yerushalayim, obviously there's a mitzvah to build the Beit HaMikdash. The Mishkan, it's not clear. Right? It's not clear. This is a machlokas rishonim. Now, what does this all amount to? Right? So if you take this all together, what does this all amount to? So like I said, right, the point of this is to indicate that last week we discussed the possibility that there... We discussed the possibility there's a difference in terms of purpose between the Mishkan and the Mikdash.
Yeah.
But now, it may be that it's slightly more complicated than that. Right? Is that... Maybe, sure, Mishkan is at one end, the spectrum, and the Mishkan in the Midbar is the other end of the spectrum, but it could be that this didn't happen overnight, that Shiloh was a middle ground. That Shiloh was... Now, what would the logic be for this, right? What would the logic be here? Right now, you want to just try to explain it, Misvara, right? Okay, we prove that maybe there is a Nafkamina, right? That there are all these Nafkaminas, but why would that be true?
Right.
Right? You know, actually, let's read the last source that I put on the sheet, and then let's try to sort of take a step back. Right? The Ritva in 31 says, V'utavaz mizbeach shiloh. Kach hagirsa b'chol ha-svarim. D'kasha. D'mi David lo haya mishkan b'shiloh. K'narinu ba'almo. T'va yom sh'meid eli nitkayim b'itosh mishkan shkiloh. L'kach koreiz Rashi z'al v'utavaz mizbeach. Bama, klomar mizbeach bama shasa David. Bama levnei Aaron ba'ol asher tabir. David k'chzav ha-yanas yo'av elol Hashem. So, commenting on the Gemara in Makot, which has this, you know, imagines Yoav grabbing onto the Mishkan to the Mizbeach, he notes that there's a Machloket Agirsa, whether this is Mishkan Shiloh or just a Mizbeach, right? Mizbeach of the Mishkan of Shiloh or just Mizbeach. The Afek Kivein Zal, the Yesh Korsim Mizbeach Givon, Kishamaya Mishkan Vimei David Ushlomo Achin Ivne Beit Olamim. In some Girsot, it says the Mizbeach of Givon. The Yesh Lekayim Girsot, Kol Asvarim Yishanim. The Shiloh Lav Davka. El Mishum Shiloh, he Ikar Mishkan Yoter Mikulam, Chutz Mibet Olamim. And then he says, well, I think you should keep the Girsot of Shiloh, but not because Shiloh is. He thinks this halacha of being saved by the mizbeach, right, of it acting as an ermiklat, is true even of the other mizbechot. But he says that the girsa is still true, right, because mishkan is Shiloh is the paradigm. Okay. That is the quintessential mishkan. Why? More than the others. Chutz mi beit olamim, except for the beit hamikdash. The kula nitpalin bo k'tichtei vayitosh mishkan Shiloh. Lochein tafas kan mizbeach Shiloh ki givon tachat Shiloh kam.
Right.
So what does the Ritva say? Even though in this particular halacha he doesn't distinguish between Nov and Givon, right? It's the irony, right? In the middle of a discussion of why there is no difference for the purpose of Ermiklat between Givon, right? Nov and Givon and Shiloh, he tells you, but why would it be that when we're talking about the Mishkan, we talk about Shiloh? Because Shiloh is more of a Mishkan than any other Mishkan. Uh-huh. Right? I mean, he tells you that in no uncertain terms, right? It's more Mishkan or more Mikdash-like, I should be more precise. It's the Mishkan which is more Mikdash-like than any other Mishkan except for the Mikdash itself.
Right?
Yeah. What all this comes down to is that clearly there is an intuition, at least possibly, among several Rishonim, and seeming clearly in the Gemara, and the Mishnah in the Gemara for Bamot, and the Sifrei possibly for Bikurim and Maitzer Jaini, right? That drawing this sharp distinction between Mishkan at one end of the spectrum and Mikdash at the other is not right.
Yes.
Right? That really there's something in between. Now, why would that be true? So, descriptively, the answer is because. Shiloh.
It's more permanent.
Right? Yes. Right? That Shiloh is a Beit Avanim and more permanent, and therefore it is in fact more Mikdash-like. Right? Simply descriptively, right? It is more Mikdash-like. Now, why does that make a difference halachically? Right?
Yeah, well, because if it's really just purely a Mishkan, then a Mishkan is just a bigger Bama. It's just the biggest Bama.
Right. I mean, I think that's right. Sort of the theory that seems to be emerging, right? Is that. The reason Mikdash is the way it is because it's permanent.
Right.
Right. Mikdash is the final kiyum of Makom HaSherif Char HaShem.
Right.
Right. Once it is the Makom HaSherif Char HaShem, Bamot become Aser forever.
Yeah.
Ole Regel is undeniably Chayav because this is the Makom HaSherif Char HaShem. Right? Obviously, Mikdash has all halachot of Mikdash because it is the end game.
Right.
Right? It is the $3 billion movie, right? Okay. Exactly. Right? Is it $3 billion yet or no?
2.7, I think.
The $2.7 billion. Right? It will beat.
How do you know it?
What?
Oh, it was last week. I don't know if it got up.
It will beat. It is the end game that will beat Avatar for Ellie,
right,
okay?
Right?
Right?
Yes.
Right? Everything you can think about Mishkan and Makom HaSherif Char HaShem and all the things that it's supposed to be. Mikdash obviously is. That's why it has Ole Regel. That's why it has an Isser Bama. Because once you're there, nothing else can happen.
Right.
Right? Mishkan is just a place, right? It's just a place, right? Where God's presence is, and therefore you can bring Karbanot. But it's not even primarily about Karbanot. It's just a good place to bring Karbanot because God's presence is there, whatever that means. Hence,
you can bring balas.
Right, that even while the Mishkan is standing, you can bring other places because we haven't yet chosen a makom of, right, service to God. It's just, like, we've picked a place that represents God's presence in this world. But, like, it's not contradictory to the existence of Mishkan to say that you have that you have other places we can karbanot, because it's not primarily about karbanot. The Mikdash is, right? This is the place I've chosen for you to bring karbanot. Therefore, don't bring other places. Mishkan is just a place where you can bring karbanot because God is there, whatever that means. Right? That's Novan Givon. And therefore, even while they're standing, there's a Heter Bomo. Right? That physically you see this because, according to the Ramban, it's just an Noel. Maybe it has Avanim, according to Rashi. Right? But it's not obvious that it has Avanim because it's really temporary and it's, right? It's the movable Sinai, as it were. Right? Just where God's presence is.
Right?
Right? Therefore, it may not have Ola Regel because, well, why would it have Ola Regel? It's a place where God's presence is, but it's not like God has not yet centralized there. You might not, right? According to the simple read of the Sifra, you can't bring Bikurim. Why can't you bring Bikurim?
Bikurim are a gift to God.
Yeah, and what do you say when you read Bikurim?
This is the place you chose.
Yeah, you brought me to this place, but there is no place. It's not important. It's temporary. It's an ohel, right? By definition, it is temporary. You can't, any halakha which is related to not just there being a physical structure, but it being the makom ha-ex,
right?
Makom, it isn't the makom, right? It's a tent. It's temporary.
It happens to be,
but it's not a makom, right? Evidenced by the fact that it's in an oil. It can move, right? Think about it. If I said, can you be Ola Regel in the Midbar, that would be really bizarre, because the Mishkan just moved. Like, there is no makom. You can't say the words, Bikurim, Heviti ar makom hazeh. No, you didn't bring me to anywhere, right? I just happened to be showing up where the Mishkan is today.
Yeah.
And Nov and Givon are that just for hundreds of years at a time, right?
Right.
Meiser Sheni is very place-oriented, right? How do we know it's place-oriented? Yeah, in its epitomized form, you only eat it in Yerushalayim where there's a wall, in a chomot. There's an obsession not just about the physical structure, but about that the makom has now become the makom anivchar.
Yeah.
Right? But Shiloh, right, is in the middle. And that's why there are machlokot about it. Right? Because on the one hand, yes, it's a mishkan, so it's not really the makom asher echar Hashem in the ultimate sense, meaning the mikdash is going to move from here. Right? But when you build a structure, right, out of avanim, even if this isn't the final structure, right, is there clearly, right, a place in the sense that now you shouldn't be bringing bamot elsewhere? The halacha is yes. Meaning, when it is destroyed, it doesn't carry with it the prominence of the mikdash, right? But while it's standing, right, the fact that the halacha is you have to that you brought it in, you built it with stone, means that unlike a tent, right, which is by definition transient, right, the place is accidental, right? Once you build, the place isn't accidental anymore, right? It's not like Nov and Givon, like, oh, the place doesn't work, let's move the Mishkan.
Right?
Right? Shiloh is, if it doesn't work, what do you have to do to it? Destroy it.
Yeah.
Right? Think about it, right? You, at least two of you were there when we did this on Thursday night. Right? That what is Yirmiyahu's claim? Right? Yirmiyahu doesn't say, oh, the Mikdash can be destroyed because Nov and Givon were destroyed. What does he say? Come to Shiloh and look that it's a desolate place.
Yeah.
Meaning, at some level, the fact that Shiloh was built in a place, Yirmiyahu is telling you that it shares characteristics with the Mishkan. It isn't the final Makom Asher Char Hashem, but it was a Makom Asher Bachar Hashem, and therefore the fact that it is destroyed is indicative of the fact that even places which are Asher Bachar Hashem can be destroyed.
Right.
He doesn't, right? He doesn't bring up Nov and Givon because Nov and Givon, that's not a raya, right? It's not a makom, right? It's a tent.
It's been destroyed from the whole midbar.
Right? That didn't make any sense. But Shiloh, that's a coherent statement because it is a temporary makom Asher Bachar Hashem, and therefore it's in the middle. It's not the makom Asher Bachar Hashem forever, and therefore once it's destroyed, b'motor mutter again. But while it stands, it can't coexist with Bamot,
right,
because for the moment, God has chosen a place.
Yeah.
All right? And therefore, the Sifrei can potentially say, well, yeah, you can bring Bikurim to Shiloh, because it is actually a coherent sentence to say, Heveti ad makom hazeh. The makom is something.
Right.
Right? It's not just, it happened to me at Mishkan, which is standing in this place. No, it is a quasi-mikdash. I have temporarily chosen this place to be a makom avodah, and therefore I can articulate that. Meiser Sheni can be brought there because, right, it is coherent to talk about Shiloh and say, you are limited to eat within the confines of the Shiloh area. Because Shiloh, at least temporarily, is a makom, right? You can argue potentially, again, there's no evidence of this because no one says anything in Ovin Givon, but you can argue at least potentially that Ole Regel would apply to Shiloh, right? Because there's a makom, come to the makom of Hashem. Right, it's at least plausible. By Novan Givon, it's much harder. We don't have evidence of it. And therefore, what I think the Shiloh thing indicates is that to the extent that Mishkan is just the place where God is, right, whatever that means, but it's not the Makom Avoda. It's the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Right? And Mikdash, at the opposite extreme, is the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, and therefore the place of Avoda, right? And the Nafkamina being Bamot, right? The fact that Shiloh is in the middle, I think, can be constructed, as you see from the Shitot, as possibly being, right, not just a prat in the halacha of Bamot, but actually indicative of the fact that Shiloh fundamentally occupied a middle space. Then on the one hand, it wasn't the permanent Makom HaShev Char Hashem, but because it was a Mizbeach, it was a Beit Avanim, it was built, right?
Long last.
It was at least, right, at least it was while it stood, the makom was sanctified along with it. It took on the status of a temporary mikdash rather than, right, a mere mishkan or something like that. That's why it's the paradigm, right? Because it's what mishkan would look like, right? Mishkan, its epitome, is a quasi-mikdash, right? Like the Ritva says. Right, Nov and Givon are like pale reflections of that because they're just, right, there's no mikdash element to them. And again, that's why, while it stands, it's her bamot. Yes, when it's destroyed, there'll be a heter. But while it stands, there is a makom which Hashem has chosen. Right? That's why it has rocks. Right? It is built. Again, that's why it's plausible to bring Bikurim there and say the makom Hashem, right, that God chose. It's plausible to say Maaser Sheni, which is clearly a makom-oriented halacha, will apply there. Right? And that's what I think is just important to realize about Shiloh, is that, right, the distinction is not as stark as Mishkan versus Mikdash. It's really Mishkan, Midbar, Nov, and Givon at one extreme, Mikdash at the other extreme, and then Shiloh, which has certain elements of Mishkan, but because it was built by Avanim and therefore stood in a place not just by accident for hundreds of years, but because it was rooted physically and therefore that has implications, right? You find that it shares many Mikdash halachot and in fact inhabits in a halachic sense a middle status, right? Again, in each machlokas you have to argue because you'll see that some of the things, right, there'll be machlokas about it, but the fact that it seems to the fact that it undeniably occupies a middle status, I think, makes sense, right? How many of the halachot will actually be explained by that, right, is, as we've seen, a machlokas. But the fact that, right, it's not Mishkan to Mikdash, it's Mishkan to Mikdash Ma'at, to borrow a phrase, to Mikdash, right, that I think is undeniable when you follow the sort of the halachic trajectory of Shiloh. Okay?